Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Let's talk about the elephant in the room, shall we? Let's talk about Polymer 80 and their raid. The ATF raided them on Friday. My first thought was that there had to be more than met. There was more to this than meets the eye. Simply because I know plenty of people who do, Franklin Armory. Franklin Armory is constantly doing things that, shall we say, butts up against certain rules and regulations within the ATF. And they always do it in a way to where very rarely do they ever get slowed down or rebuffed. They had a little minor shakeup with the Reformation line. They handled that. So, and when they did, with what happened with that, the Reformation line weapons that were out there, they were never declared illegal, and it was never declared illegal to have them. So, they went, Polymer 80, what they did was Polymer 80 got permission, as do all of these companies, to sell these 80% lowers from the ATF. Now, and that was perfectly okay. And the crux of the matter is they never sought permission to sell the 80% lower and the other parts that go along to make a gun. Now, that's a really thin premise under which they're going, because you still have an 80% lower and a handful of parts. Unless the 80% lower gets that fire control group drilled out, it's still not a gun. The slide, the barrel, the parts that make the trigger, all the parts that go inside the slide, the extractor, all these other things, the striker, none of those things constitute a gun. Typically, it is the lower with the trigger group that makes it the gun. This is why with the SIG P320, for example, the trigger group is actually the gun. That everything else in the gun is modular and can be replaced. You can start out and have one configuration and go to something much smaller, much bigger, whatever you want to do. Which sort of goes along with the other things that we're seeing right now, like with SB Tactical. Now, listen, I'm not here to defend the ATF by any stretch of the imagination. The ATF is, let's just say that they are totally political organization, and they seem to be taking sides and picking winners and losers. Let's just put it that way. And the winners are going to be the anti-gunners, and the losers are going to be the pro-gunners. But once again, I digress. What the ATF is doing right now regarding the Poly 80s is they're looking for the people who bought the entire kits. Now, I have three Poly 80 pistols here, but my three Poly 80 pistols are serialized, which makes them the same as any other gun out there today. They're the same as my Glocks, they're the same as my Chambers, my Smiths, my SDIs, I mean, my Staccatos, rather, I'm sorry. They are the same because they were manufactured. The Poly 80 Lower that was employed to use that was used that way by a licensed manufacturer. So I need not fear what is going on with that. Anybody that has a Poly 80 Lower pistol, should they ever want to sell it, or any 80% lower weapon, whatever it may be, should they ever decide to sell it, the only way they can sell it is to get out there and serialize it. Now, they're going after these, of course, because ghost guns. And because this is low fruit. This is low-hanging fruit. Most people don't buy kits to build them. A lot of people love the whole DIY thing. Love it. And so they do it out of love of the craft, out of love of the process. I know one guy that used to run a website. He owned like 10 AR-15s. He had built all of them himself with parts kits. And I mean, I've never met anybody like that before in my life. And once again, they like doing that so much that they just do it. So this is nothing new. This is not a new thing that ghost guns. That's why we're going after all that, because they feel like that's low hanging fruit. Now, there will be a lot of lawsuits come out of this, because while they never sought permission to do it, they were never told they couldn't do it. And that would be part and parcel of the process. If you're selling something that is basically inert, and you're selling it in conjunction with other parts that are considered inert when they're pulled apart like that, then, if you're going to impose logic on that, but then we're going to be going in the court system. We all know how we feel about that. So, there's some players that get out there and they dot every I and cross every T. And in this case, this did not happen. Now, there's some that would say, well, Bill, they shouldn't have had to do it because Second Amendment. Well, I don't disagree with you. But there is what should be, and then there's what's happening. And, we're going to talk about the election and everything right now. You've got electors in Georgia and Pennsylvania who are voting for Trump, not despite the fact that the states have been declared wins for Biden. And we'll talk about some of that other stuff. And we have a guest coming on later on that's going to talk a little COVID and a little bit of Republican problems, because Republicans are going to have problems now. You and I aren't going to have any more problems than we already got. But the Republicans, some of these Republicans are going to have big issues going forward. But the Poly 80 kerfluffle it was bold. I'll give the ATF that. They were quite bold with that one. And we're going to see how far this gambit goes. Right now, you've got Kamala Harris out there saying we should honor the Sandy Hook people by passing gun reforms and all this other stuff, which that's not going to happen. They're not going to be able to, they can't do executive actions because that is completely illegal. And if they go that route and try to go that route, then they're going to, they get the little asterisk beside their name saying president was instrumental in starting a civil war. So the Poly 80 thing, we got to pay attention to what's going on around us. We absolutely have to pay attention to what's going on around us, and then we have to be adaptive to that reality. Is that ideal? There's some people that are going to listen to this right now. They're listening to this right now. There's some people that are going to listen to this later, and they're like, oh, Bill has gotten all kind of compromising and wishy-squishy. And no. There is other parts to this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Now, the big problem, if there is a Biden administration, the big problem the Biden administration is going to have is, despite all these assurances by all these talking heads and all of these rhinos and all these other places that just want to get back to business as usual, that there's no evidence of voter fraud, that everybody out there is suspicious and not paying attention to any of these people saying these things. There appears to be evidence that of a number of very significant irregularities that occurred in a specific time frame, all at the same time, and all that benefited Biden. If there's nothing to see or no evidence of fraud, my question becomes, what's the harm in examining the voting machines, the ballots, the signatures, and the videos? If Mr. Biden is the president-elect, then he should be completely on board with turning over the machines in these contested locations for examination. He should be demanding an investigation, in fact. And if he does not demand an investigation, he will have a cloud over his presidency, as a majority of Americans believe he had illegal assistance in winning the election. And it is interesting that in an unusual coincidence, all the errors and irregularities that have been documented come down on Biden's side. And they helped him win the selection. See, some of us are sitting around going, how do you look at this unelectable pair, Biden and Harris, and how did they win 15 million more votes than Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama? It is, of course, it's possibility. It's a definitely a possibility. But it's not very plausible. He didn't have an enthusiastic base. He spent all of his time in his basement. He set a record for the highest number of votes in presidential election history. Harris was eliminated before she ever got to 1%. She came in fourth in California, and she's from California. Now, she didn't have the support in the electorate to pull more voters than Obama. So who actually supported and voted for them in record numbers in this election cycle? If Mr. Biden was elected president on the back of a fraudulent effort in at least 6 to 10 left-leaning locations, then he is not the president-elect, he's the president-select, if you will. And if, for the sake of argument, he's the president-select, who made this choice? Who selected him? If the fraud that is being documented in affidavits and court filings occurred, then Mr. Biden would owe someone for his selection. If it was an organized effort, this took organization and funding. Now, we have reports of vote counting stoppages that happened simultaneously. We have reports of pre-printed ballots being delivered across state lines. We have video of ballots being counted after the monitors were sent home. We have reports of thousands of ballots delivered in the early a.m. after poll watchers had been removed in the previous hours. And the evidence for the open-minded is that a lot of activities that secured the election for Biden occurred in 7 to 10 cities in the same 4 to 6 hour time frame. Given that implied coordination, I think it's unreasonable to assume that these cities all started these activities spontaneously. The documented coordination is the red flag here, if you will. And it's an indicator that someone was organizing and funding these activities. But who? Maybe some well-funded billionaire out there who could afford to dump, you know, a few hundred million here and there. Could that be it? Could it have been a foreign power bent on getting a more malleable president? If someone had perfected the art of the steal, it would mean that the road to the White House is now for sale. It's no longer about elections. It's no longer about campaigning. It's about organization and funding. And for all of you out there that think you won one this time, you know, that should scare you. That should scare you a great deal. If this vote stands, and if we prove fraud later, will we be able to understand who owns this president? And from a future perspective, once it's established that the election for the White House can be bought, it will become a money race to buy the necessary cities that are prepared to commit fraud for a future president. And this is where it becomes a little dicey. Because some of us consider ourselves to be the modern-day Minuteman. And we're out here spending our our free time trying to find the truth and guarantee that we have a true president-elect. And there's some people that are going to be wondering why this will continue to go on unabated. And it's because of a very simple thing. It's an oath. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties as a citizen, so help me God. We're looking for the truth here. And if, as this clock winds down and if President Trump loses the election, we have to keep on going. And if Biden was not truly elected, then Mr. Biden was selected. And if he is the president select, he will owe someone for that distinction. Look that oath up, read it, and understand what it says. Because now we are all in a predicament that we're going to have to navigate together. And here we go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is stressing the need for Americans to get a coronavirus vaccine when they can.
At 95% efficacy, this vaccine is extraordinarily effective at protecting you from the virus. Getting vaccinated will help keep you, your family, and your country healthy and safe.
The U.S. Surgeon General is addressing the coronavirus rollout when it comes to minority counties.
We know that lack of trust is a major cause for reluctance, especially in communities of color.
Dr. Jerome Adams saying it's critical that trusted voices, including faith leaders, are deployed to talk about the safety and effectiveness of the vaccine. Wall Street starting off the week on a down note, the Dow losing 185 points to finish the day at 29,862. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The FBI is investigating hacking of systems of the U.S. Treasury and Commerce Departments. The group behind the cyber attack is linked to the Russian government. A spokesman for the National Security Council says the U.S. government is working to remedy any possible issues related to the threat. As far as what the hackers were looking for, cybersecurity analyst Morgan Wright says,
Information, you know, everything from what we're doing with COVID vaccine research to what our positions are on sanctions, what our bargaining positions are going to be. They're especially probably looking at any information during this transition period about what an incoming Biden administration might be thinking with respect to sanctions on Russia, sanctions on allies of Russia, or what our position is on China.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, and Russia has denied any involvement in the hack. President-elect Joe Biden set to address the nation from Wilmington, Delaware tonight, just after 7:30 Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. A lot of people are talking about the pressure the country is feeling itself in right now. And there's a lot of suggestions being made about what could and could not be done. And there is an undeniable pleasure that I have to admit to in picturing the left, the blue states, left to fend for themselves. I find that quite amusing. Without normal Americans to feed them and fuel them and defend them from the kind of dirt bags they kiss up to in order to show us knuckle-dragging Jesus folk. What for, you know? But secession is a terrible idea for them, but more importantly for us. And I don't expect to see America unravel anytime soon, though those of us who read real history instead of silly oppression studies, Drake, understand that all great civilizations do eventually collapse. They all do. It remains possible that our country could fall apart in the short term. Heaven knows that the idiots in our useless establishment seem to be doing everything possible to make that a reality. And that thought itself should be enough to inspire you to get fighting for the Constitution using its provisions twice as hard, despite the election theft last month, while hedging your bets with a 5.56 millimeter rainy day fund. The irony is clear for people like me who draw the fussy Femi ire of the crude shilling FritoCon hacks and their cheesy blogs, you know, getting out there and talking about secession. But I'm not a supporter of a national divorce. I never have been. It's that's really a very difficult idea as far as to actually put in place and execute. And then there's all of this reorganization. I mean, I've subbed on a radio station today, and they were talking about this, that, and the other. It's not the revolution or the Civil War that is the problem. It's what you do after. Therein lies the rub. And this is the short-sighted problem that comes up in a lot of cases. Now, what do you think would happen if that happened, if we seceded? Because here's the problem. Here's the problem with this. The problem, as I see it, is not so much that we want to do it, as that we're going to be pushed into it. These clowns could absolutely push us to the breaking point. A President Biden would be bad, but on the upside, Grandpa Badfinger is a creaky zombie whose Matlock marathon-focused lifestyle is not conducive to big changes. But the activists brought inside the gates inside their Trojan donkey, including Kamala, here, have some cookies I bake for you. Why, yes, they're supposed to taste funny, Harris. Do want to push the fascism envelope. They think they're just a few degrees away from subjugating all of us lord-loving, gun-having, gender-understanding Neanderthals forever. And what they don't see, because they don't know any normal people, and occasionally saying hola to their gardener that does not count as knowing normal people, is how furious we are. How seethingly angry we are. Elites don't feel our anger, mostly because elites are behind their walls, guarded by normal people with guns, who may soon have to decide where their loyalties lie, with their own people or with their masters. So there is the potential for serious violence and even secession, as unlikely as it seems, using our Constitution and the provisions remain the best way to sweep away the petty tyranny and the electoral fraud, but it could happen. Normalizing the BLM, Antifa, other scumbag violence last summer was pretty short-sighted by the people who don't have most of the guns, but we knew that what Glenn Instapundit Reynolds has accurately assessed as the worst ruling class ever, so poorly thought out initiatives, is par for the course. Now, here's a positive thing, and this is a positive thing. Secession and massive violence are unlikely because the people pushing the social justice warrior envelope just aren't likely to put themselves in a place where they can die for their ridiculous beliefs. Without a doubt, you know, Antifa, they might, you know, there's going to be some exceptions, mostly the criminal element that gloms onto the left of the kind Kyle Rittenhouse expunged, but a lot of these young leftists who would presumably be the vanguard of the revolution feel they have too much to live for to get hurt. Putting yourself in real danger, not performative risk at some mini-riot where you know the cops are going to sit back, and worst case, you end up arrested and released with a warning over pronouns. I'm not seeing it. And on the other hand, I do see a lot of people on the right motivated not by some ridiculous cant about systemic racism, about their man-bun TA, but by the defense of their religion. And a lot of them, And this is a big problem. A lot of them are older and figure, hey, I've had a good run, and my knees are too sore to start living on them. And a lot of them are veterans. And all of them have guns. So, yes, the potential is there for conflict. If the malignant left pushes the already volcanically angry normals too far, stuff could go south, and I mean rapidly. The leftist campaign to strip us of our rights, property, and dignity is very poorly thought through. It's fun for them to get their jollies messing with us, but the thing that keeps the lid on this boiling pot is that right now most people have something to lose. But if you take everything away from someone, he becomes extremely dangerous, something the epically unwise ruling cast, most of whom have never been in a fistfight, don't get. What if we split into two voluntarily? Wouldn't that solve things? We in Red America can keep living in America, and the Blues can have their Venezuela del Norte. And for them, it's a, once again, it's a bad scenario. It's an escape from New York scenario. There's a reason divorced people don't buy houses next door to each other, but that's what a national divorce would mean. Do you think we would actually get along? And as the natural consequences of leftist policies, unmoored and unrestrained by patriots, create crime, poverty, and general misery, in a real-life People's Republic, can you imagine the ruling class of the blue states looking at the wreckage they created and saying anything other than, well, obviously all of our problems are a result of red state racism? I mean, it's not like they're going to invade us, is it? So, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. We want the tech companies and the corporations and the media. We want them within our country where we can begin the process of crushing and taming them, not in some other nation where they're untouchable. Aha. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, here is the problem with what happened Friday. Friday, the Supreme Court rejected the Texan case against the disputed states for lack of standing. But one of the theories behind this, what happened here, what transpired here, is that, and this is troubling to consider, is that the Supreme Court was intimidated by the court packing threat of the Democrats, that someone from the Biden administration made a threat. Now, this lawsuit went directly to the Supreme Court because it's the only court that can litigate a dispute between two states, and therefore it has original jurisdiction for these disputes. So they could make decisions here. Texas's claim was that the defendant states, by violating constitutional mandates for conducting the elections, injured Texas because Texas used legal means to vote for Trump and they fraudulently handed the election to Biden. And the Supreme Court, by a 7-2 margin, rejected the case. The statement was the state of Texas's motion for leave to file a bill of complaint is denied for lack of standing under Article 3 of the Constitution. Texas has not demonstrated a judicially cognizable interest in the matter in which another state conducts its election. So for everybody that voted in Texas, for everybody that voted for Trump, the Supreme Court insults you. Standing is not that hard of a, it's not that heavy of a lift. To establish an Article 3 case or controversy, the litigant must first clearly demonstrate that he suffered an injury in fact, and it has to be concrete in both a qualitative and temporal sense. And the injury to himself has to be distinct and palpable, as opposed to abstract, and the alleged harm must be actual or imminent, not conjectural or hypothetical. And the litigant has to satisfy the causation and redressability prongs of the Article 3 minima by showing that the injury fairly can be traced to the challenged action and is likely to be redressed by a favorable decision. Texas met all of those requirements, showing an injury in fact that is distinct and palpable and can be traced to the challenged action and can be redressed by a favorable decision. Texas was not just whining about how another state conducts its elections. This was not a case of they ought to have used pink paper, not blue paper, or the polls should have been open an extra 2 hours, because those would have been claims of the type that the court statement described. What Texas alleged was more profound. The defendant states engaged in unconstitutional conduct to create the circumstances by which Democrat activists and possibly foreign agents could commit fraud in order to hand the election to Biden. So, understood the proper way, not only does Texas, in which Trump won, have a say in what those states did, so does every Trump voter in the United States today. It is indisputable that these defendant states unconstitutionally changed their election laws through court action or settlement agreements. And in each defendant state, there's voluminous and mostly uncontested evidence that these rule changes allowed Democrats to engage in massive fraud. And this is not a matter of bringing in in some cases, they just switched votes. A vote for Trump became a vote for Biden. Had this unconstitutionally enabled fraud not happened, the disputed states would have elected Trump, and Trump would have won the national election. That Biden, quote, won the national election through this fraud is a real harm to every one of us that voted for Trump. There's 74 million of us. And can be remedied through the court's intervention. And there's your standing. And yet, still, the Supreme Court punted this obligation. Numerous theories to this. One is that they want clean cases to come up through the state court systems. But, I mean, clean court cases are not that hard to decide. Another theory is that the court believes that this is an issue that legislatures, not the court, should address. Rubio has the right answer to this on Twitter. He said, according to the left and their partners in the legacy media, the Supreme Court has the appropriate place to legalize abortion or redefine marriage, but it has no business taking up claims regarding a presidential election. And then there's Dick Morris's take. And this is very troubling. His take is the Supreme Court is after justice, of course, but primarily they are after making sure the Supreme Court survives. That's their institution and that's their duty. I believe the Supreme Court was sent a message by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Democratic Party during the election. And the message was, if you overturn this election, we will pack you and we'll make your court basically meaningless. And ask yourself this, who raised the issue of court packing? Because we didn't. Why would the Democrats raise an issue that was hurting them? We would never bring it up. We never thought of packing the court. They did. And he concludes that it was a systemic effort that succeeded to intimidate the U.S. Supreme Court. So for everybody out there, the Second Amendment advocates out there saying, well, you know, the Supreme Court will never stand for this or that or the other. If this actually happened, and who's to say it didn't? Then what else might they intimidate them about, and where might this lead us? And unless they surprise me this coming week. And listen, if they're being threatened and everything, we should... Where are the Republicans? Why isn't there some Republican walking across the floor and punching Schumer in the mouth when this happens? There's every to believe reason that the justices are more concerned with status and safety than there are with election integrity and constitutional principle, unless they do something different here. But is it because they're not being defended? Is it because they don't know what's going to happen? Here's the other thing about the Supreme Court. I believe it was Andrew Johnson that got out there and said when one of the court decisions came down, he said, well, he's made his ruling, now let's see him enforce it. That becomes a bit, that's a big issue. That's a huge issue here. Because Supreme Court rulings and laws and all these other things only mean something as long as we take them to heart. Civilization and the rule of law and everything, that only exists as long as we keep it up, as long as we maintain that. And, you know, it's beginning to look a lot like... I don't know. It may be up for grabs. It may be a jump ball. If that happens, then the left has no idea what they just did. They got no clue as to what's coming their way. And I'm not worried about it. Because I know how that one's going to turn out. I don't think they do. I don't think they do. I really wonder about that part. That's the part that is the most curious part I can imagine. But... we got hour number three inbound. We'll continue the discussion. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat, life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.